The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Thank you for being here. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, which I'm so excited about. And I'm excited to talk to you guys because you guys got stuff going on in your lives. And so I'm very interested in seeing what the flow was, if you would, this week. It's been a little bit of a crazy flow. If you hadn't been able to figure it out, I'll be able to give you the beat. And a lot of times, if you understand the beat of what is happening, you'll understand how to progress and proceed. And so I was trying to really get it from God. I'm like, God, what do we do this show on today? And I kept on hearing pro, and I'm like, pro what? Pro, and proceed. Everybody's trying to figure out how to proceed to the next thing, whatever that might be. And so how do you proceed? How do you progress? How do you progress every day? How do you progress every week? How do you progress every month? How do you progress every year? And how do you proceed? What's your next thing? And so I think everybody's trying to figure out what the hell's my next thing, God? And then he goes, what the heaven is your next thing or what the hell is your next thing? And if you can even think about that concept, it really is exactly that. This new dimension, like I've always cleared the dimension, which means when you clear a dimension, what is clearing a dimension? It's beating through a dark energy that is like a black wall. And this is not a little wall. This is like the Great Wall of China, black wall. And every time you clear one of these dimensions, it's a giant worldwide thing. And I go through this. This is my job on the planet, is to clear these dimensions. And I always try to teach you guys how to do it. And you want to clear your dimensions, and then you get to a higher vibration, you master the dimension you're in, and then you clear the next dimension. Okay, well, it's been like this for my entire lifetime, and that is the deal. You know, finally, I got to this dimension that God calls the next to heaven dimension. So we're at this really high dimension, which is the next to heaven dimension. Okay. Great. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't have a damn clue. That's where I'm at. I'm not sure what that means. What do we do now? I don't know, you know, but it's a game changer. So we're now at a game changer situation in spiritual land. And this game changer situation is what I concentrate on 24/7 right now. Like, okay, what's the beat? What's the energy like? How do we proceed? How do we progress? So what do we do to progress? What do we do to go to the next level, or either create what we're supposed to create or be who we're supposed to be? What does God want us to do? And so that's really the question. And so I think it's a question for all of you guys. If you could ask a question, what would be the number one question? God, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? God, here I am. I'm on the planet Earth. I'm living. I'm hanging out. I got this family. I got these friends. I got this job. I got this, you know, or either you're going, hey, I got these friends. I got this family. I got this job. You know, it could be either or. You could be in your hell with all that, or you could be in your heaven with all that. So you want to end up being in your heaven. That's the click. That's the deal. This new dimension that opened up, the next to heaven dimension, is a very different dimension. There's none other dimension like it. And the reason is because it has next to heaven, or the lower part of this dimension is next to hell. So it has both. Well, guess what? The planet Earth has what? Next to heaven, or if you're in a bad situation, it can be next to hell. You see, so the two dimensions are one and the same. So finally, infinity, if you would, met itself. Infinity, clear dimension, clear dimension, clear dimension, clear dimension, clear dimension, clear dimension. And finally it met itself. And the heaven on earth dimension is right also in the same dimension. You can be living your hell on earth. You see, so you don't want to live in your hell on earth. You want to live in your heaven on earth. How do you live in your heaven on earth? Okay. That's what it looks like. How do you live in your heaven on earth? Okay. Well, the way you live in your heaven on earth, and I really think I do live in my heaven on earth. And so you live in your heaven on earth by projecting the desire and the total thankfulness to God. Thank you, God, for bringing me my heaven. And you want to live in your heaven on earth. And so you want to really think about you living in your heaven on earth 24/7. Have a little bit of that in your head. Have a little bit of that in the back of your head every day. What's my heaven on earth? Who is my heaven on earth? Who do I want to be with to have my heaven on earth? Who are my friends? Who are my family? What's my heaven? And what's my heaven like? And so, and everybody likes different things. And so if I ask everybody, what is their favorite thing? I want and tonight I want you guys to tell me, what is your heaven? What is your heaven? What is your favorite thing? Think about what your favorite thing is. And it could be something silly. It could be chocolate cake. Dean, what is your favorite thing? Chocolate cake?
That's one of them.
Right?
Today, some amazing peach pie that Lance bought at the grocery store. So,
oh, my God. I'm serious. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing, right? I had a bite. It was crazy. That thing was delicious. And so you like, your heaven is sweets?
Yes.
All right. Would you say your heaven is Michelle?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
How damn cool is that?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
But I get it because we just get along. We argue every now and then, but 95% of the time we get along great. We have the same things in common. And
you get high. You get high.
She laughs at my stupid shit all day long, so that's good.
Yeah. And would you say your heaven is Bella, your dog?
Oh, my God. She's laying outside of me right now. That is totally my
other part of my heaven. Let me see. Let me see your heaven.
Oh, I have a baby right here. She was sleeping.
Where is she? I can't see you. Where'd you go? Oh, there you are. Oh, there.
Here, I'll spotlight you.
There.
Spotlight me, Michelle.
There you are. I see you.
Did you spotlight
me? There you are.
Hi, baby.
Oh. You know, you can kind of feel it. I mean, when I tap into you and Bella, and I look at you guys, look at Bella and Dean, I feel it. I feel this heaven vibration, even though your head keeps on disappearing for me.
Oh, but I know. I'm trying not to move.
Yeah. Anyway, that's crazy.
Yeah, she just moved here. She sat in my lap the whole time.
Well,
she's good at flying.
And so, you know, so you have, would you say you've created your heaven? And would you say you're still creating your heaven?
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm saying I'm still creating because there's still more to add to my heaven. I have the relationship part down and work All stuff. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, now I'm trying to create where do I want to live when I grow up? Heaven. So that's the next thing I got to create.
That's good. That's good. So now you're figuring out that. Well, so that's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And so you're creating your heaven. I think I'm in creation always of my heaven. I'm like, it's kind of like I'm always doing creative things. I can't get enough creative. I mean, I'm always doing projects. You know, you hate me for it because you're always cleaning up the messes. But it's like, I'm looking to create heavens and I'm really looking to create heavens for other people. And so, it is really interesting. I figured out there's different rules to this. And so, there's something that happens when you work on, when you have the gift of creating heavens for other people, which I have that gift. I have created heavens for other people. And when I do, they immediately hate me. Remember, Dean? And we actually talked about this a lot of times because it happens. And so
I hate you every day. It's all right.
All right, I know. And so, but it's like, but it's kind of like, what's all this thing? Well, when you go into this dimension, which is the next to heaven dimension, where you can actually manifest that fast and create heavens, which is what it's all about. And if you create a heaven for other people and you cheat them through a few things karmically, say, so to speak, they then, in this dimension, the dimension that the demon that guards this dimension that you have to clear is the bad guy demon. Then they will point the finger at you and go, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. And so you can't take it too serious when everybody hates on you after you absolutely solve their world. You know, and Lisa Purcell did this last week or week before, you know, and it was wild because she was going through this with a family member, and it was crazy because it was exactly textbook perfect as she explained it to me. She said, and her feelings were hurt. She felt like hell. And she goes, I did all this, and then this, my family member hates me now. And so you guys don't feel bad if you're creating heavens for your family, your kids, whoever, and they get a little mad, but you do need to learn how to clear your bad guy demon. There's a sword that's coming down right now. And this there, that's what the bad guy demon looks like. And this thing is rough. And so, and you want to be able to get a sword from God to clear this bad guy demon. There you go. It's a sort of a jagged edge sword, and you just got it. There you go. If you try, just brought it down. You can get it right now. There we go. And you want to be able to clear all that off of you. And this is where other people have projected you're the bad guy. And so there you go. And so that'll bring a lot of light into you. You guys, some of you guys got dizzy when you got that. And so you learn, you have to learn how to fight your way through even this last dimension. And when you clear that bad guy demon, you'll find that things move along pretty good. They move along pretty fast, and your heavens will create, and sometimes they'll even create themselves, and you don't have to do much. So it's a very interesting time, different beat, different time we're in. And so if when I look at you, I'm just clearing all you guys off. There we go. And Dean, if you could say, what is your favorite thing, Dean? What would be one of your favorite things?
One of my favorite things? Mm-hmm. Just favorite things to do, you mean?
Yeah, or things. Anything.
I love going to movies with Michelle.
To the awesome. Movie
theater. Like going to the movie theater with Michelle.
I got high when you said it.
It's truly one of my favorite things. It's very simple, but I love it.
Or even watching movies on the couch together. Simple.
I got high when you said it. I felt warm in my hands, my arms, my face, right? Mm-hmm. And so by just saying, here's my heaven is going to a movie with Michelle, and Michelle saying, I'd like even sitting on the couch with Dean watching a movie. And I can feel the love, and I can feel the light, and I can feel the heavenly vibe. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's really good. And so, and you guys, if you feel that heavenly vibe, you can create the same thing. I think a lot of times it's hard for people to create their heaven because they don't have an example. You see? I mean, you can really live around a bunch of negative Nellies that just bitch their damn heads off all the time. And so if you do that, it's very hard to figure out what a heaven is, you see, and how to become a part of one. Anyway, thank you for sharing that. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to you too, Gary. You're the one that put us together as soulmates, remember?
I do.
I'm very
thankful. It was just a simple vision. And I had no idea at the time what dimension I was reading in. I was just reading, and I was doing a Las Vegas show, and I saw you guys were soulmates. Because you asked me, Michelle, who's my soulmate? I said, Dean is your soulmate. You know, and of course, all the people in the room started laughing because they thought I was just trying to get Dean lucky. Anyway, well, he got lucky. He got lucky. He got to keep you. Anyway, yeah.
Thank you,
yeah. And so sometimes, though, even though you have the vibration, it took you guys 10 years to get together. You went through your series of idiots, and Dean certainly went through his, and I suffered through them. And so... And so you know, it took you guys 10 years. And the next time you saw me at a seminar, you said, "Who is my soulmate?" And for some reason, my psychic brain kicked in memory, and I said, "Dean is your soulmate." I said, "You should go home with him and never leave." And you did.
I did. This time I listened.
Yeah. So
10
you
years
went on.
later, it took
Yeah.
me 10
So you went
years
on with him,
to.
and you never left. You know, and so there you are. Oh, I'm your soulmate. And so it and so I didn't even know where I was reading at the time, but I was reading in this next to heaven dimension. In this next dimension, in this next to heaven dimension, guys, that we're in right now. If you're a human being, I assume most of you guys are humans, and so if you're a human being living on the planet Earth, you're in this dimension right now. And this dimension is the next to heaven dimension. This is the easiest time to find your soulmate. This is the easiest time to manifest your heaven. Never been an easier time. And so this is where we are right now. But you have to recognize the vibration. And you guys got a great example of the vibration by just talking to you, Michelle and Dean, about sitting on the couch and watching a movie, going to a movie with you, which is his heaven. And so how cool is that, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you can feel that vibe, match that vibe, ask for that vibe, and you will find your heaven. And so that's simple as that. Simple as that. No more complicated than that. That's it. And so let me talk to, how do you say your name? Lila? Lila?
Ilya.
Yeah, Ilya. That's what I thought.
Yeah, okay. I have him on my. I already have him on my list. Hey, Ilya, go ahead and unmute. How are you? He's calling from Iran, right?
Yeah, right. So,
buddy, what is your heaven? Hey, what do you? You got something to tell me? I'll listen. But what is your heaven? What do you want?
I was thinking about that. And, you know, I was thinking about something like going to the coffee shop with my soulmate, going to the trip and painting. You know, I love art. And yeah, I love painting too.
I got high. I got really high when you said painting. Okay. What do you like to paint? What is your art form? Is it different things? Is it the same thing? Is it?
No, I like
there's no bad answer. There's no bad answer.
So, maybe a sky. You know, I love that sunset, sunrise, ocean sometimes, and yeah, and sometimes I got some visions that I like to, you know, paint.
You paint the visions, okay? Mm. Wonderful. I love artists. I love artists. I mean, my best friends are artists. I love artists. Freddie Guess, who's a famous artist, lives here in North Carolina. We've been buddies forever. And he's painting. He's doing this beautiful painting. You guys are going to freak when you see it. He's just did the beginning of it, and it's like I'm freaking out. It's the angel Michael, and so he's just now painting this angel Michael. I'm like, and so I get to watch him create, and so this is, and I get high. I get totally high when I see this, and when I see you talk about you painting, I get high. You're a true artist. How warm did your hands get? You feel that? See? There you go.
Now I have some problems to feel that warm through my body, but yeah.
No, let me look at this. Let me this. There's a darkness above your head. There, I got rid of it. Okay, now then, feel your hands warm?
A little more.
There we go. Good. Okay, here, let me clear everything off of you. There we are. You know, there we go. Now you got it. You know, and I cleared off a bunch of dimensions that were on top of you. I want you to do this. See, sometimes you can live in a space where there's some dark energy hovering above you. That could happen anywhere in the world. You know, you're in Iran. Okay, there might be a little dark energy, you know, lurking around. And so you want to, it happens in America all the time. And so what you want to do is ask God for rainbows. Say, give me the gift of rainbows. There it comes. You just got it. Okay, now you got warm all the way down to your feet. See?
I'm burning now.
Okay. And so when you get these gifts of rainbows, that will bring in light in a dark environment. You see? And so if you're around and there's a lot of darkness around, it doesn't mean anything, but that then there's these rainbows now around your body, around your house, around your town, and so around your world, and so and around the world. And so now then the light still creeps in. And that's the burning you feel. You can always get above any dark energies, no matter where you are in the world, and no matter what's going on. It looks like that. And so you'll see all these rainbow energies, these God matrixes, all this crazy thing happen. And so so that's all you got to do. Just ask God for the gift of rainbows. And so now you got that around you. You'll feel safe. You'll feel good. What's your question?
Oh, yeah. I have many things to say, but yeah, I'm going to be quick. So. You told me before that to get your book, you know, your Keys to the Heaven, and I read that, you know, and I did everything it says, you know, I did amazing, yeah, soul spiritual replacement and soul unlocking. That was the last thing. So I did all of them, and you told me that with doing all those things and projecting love and having faith, you know, and getting above things, I will found my soulmate. Actually, I found my soulmate, but I will find my soulmate more easily. And I just wanted to say that all of the things that you said came true. I mean, I talked to that girl last week, and you know, we talked to each other, we laughed, and all those good things. And I'm just here to say, yeah. Thank you, really. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome, buddy. You're welcome. Well, you're absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure your soulmate is too. And you are due for a really good life, but you got to keep the lights on. And so that warmth is the lights. And so you want to keep that light on. So ask God for that rainbow every day and just keep that big giant rainbow above your home, above your house, above your family, above your head, above your soulmate's head, you see? And so, and you'll find that the connection will stay strong, but you do have to have light. You have to, you know, you have to have a lot of light. And when you have a lot of light, you'll have a lot of love, and you'll have a lot of luck. But I see you looking brilliant. I see a big God matrix inside your body right now. So you feel really good. It's crazy. It's right inside. And so you look beautiful. So there we go, buddy. Good luck with everything. Okay. You'll be an artist. Yeah. What is it?
Okay. So, yeah. And also a couple of tapping sessions ago, you told me that her family are driving her crazy. And she told me that too, you know, she's going through some arguments, and she and her family her mother are going to a separate house. I think that's something like maybe divorce or something. And I try my best to clear her family, you know, and her family all day long, you know, I cleared their dimensions, and I don't know if it's possible or not, but I try myself to get them to the heaven. And I just want to say what I have to do now.
Well, you know, you have to realize that your dog is not in every fight, so to speak. And so they sometimes have to fight through things themselves. They have their own karma. They have their own karma. You can clear the demons off. But they have to suffer through whatever their anger is, their fears are. That's their stuff they have to work through. But I see you've done a really good job at clearing her, and she feels this beautiful light from you. And so when people feel light, it's really easy to recognize their love and they're in love. So beautiful. I see it. I see things working good for you. It's all good. And you're doing a good job. So that's good. There you are. You're going to be all right.
Good job.
Beautiful, buddy. Good luck. Looks good.
Thanks. Oh, he's so good and
You're
he's so
welcome.
well spoken.
Yeah, you're amazing. Yeah, you're only 17. Jeez.
No.
Yeah, that's
And from
crazy.
Iran, he's got really good grammar and he's also
Yeah,
very.
right? Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. He's one of my favorite folks because he really has such good intentions. And the good intentions will get you through. He dropped a lot of selfish things and self-centered things and all kinds of ego things. I mean, that's beautiful when people grow that quick. You know, that's a great thing. Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I gotta get Jody on real quick because she's having
Hello.
her nephew, Chet, is it Chat? What's his name again?
Hey, my girl.
Clay. Hey,
Big
buddy, how are
kiss.
you?
Big
How
kiss, big
are you
love, big hug.
feeling? How
I'm
are you
good.
feeling?
I'm good. I'm good.
You
I'm
look
hanging in
good.
there.
I like the
Thank you.
hair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Yeah,
you.
it looks
We got
good.
big I got big hair today. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
So my nephew, he of course getting in trouble again. And I never thought I was going to turn into the bad guy, but I turned into the bad guy. He's got this pending,
That's because you do everything for it. See, when you got someone, and I know the situation, your twin sister died, your nephew was a frigging mess, you know, inherited from your twin sister, who was the evil twin, so to speak, in a lot of ways. And I mean, you did every damn thing in the world you could possibly do for this kid. And this is the things I know. And so, therefore, you have to be the bad guy. See, this is the bad guy demon. That's what happens when you end up being someone's savior in where we are in the in this energy field today, which is you're up in it because you meditate all the time. And so and you have a lot of spiritual gifts and you're kind as can be. You're loving as can be. And so to be and you're a healer. I mean, I can't go on enough how much I love you. And so you're this
Thank you.
person. Well, it's true. And so, but you're this person to do any damn thing for every damn body. And so, but you've done a lot of stuff for this kid. And so as you have, and you've done everything you could do to elevate his life, then of course you're the bad guy. So in other words, don't feel bad about being a bad guy
Right.
because, and so you just got to kind of get above it. That's what happens. And you just want to take your energy, clear it. I'm going to do it because I can do it quick. I'm clearing a half a dozen bad guy demons off of him, where
Good.
he's being possessed by these demons.
Absolutely.
That's making him, the damn thing looks like that, is making him think you are that monster. And he is, and I just cleared all that off of him. And
Good.
so now he'll act better. So there,
Thank you.
that's what I can do. But anyway, tell me your story. What's going on?
Okay, so he of course got in trouble again and he is a bad picker of girlfriends, and this girlfriend, I don't know, he has an upcoming court case, and he had a bad attorney, and that attorney didn't have any witness. Supposedly, he got sued. He's got a felony for stealing her dog, which he didn't, but he didn't bring it back soon enough, so that was against him. And he had a bad attorney who didn't choose any witnesses, so he had acted, got another attorney, and then he had a plea. Guilty, but he was going to get probation. So, he's not guilty, but he
For
still
stealing a dog.
he didn't steal a dog. He found
Right.
her dog was missing. He brought it back, but because, their horrible relationship. Anyway,
She
so what
popped in for nothing.
right. So move fast forward. The hearing for his like the sentencing hearing is this Monday. Well, he already took a plea. Well, he's feeling, well, I'm not guilty. Well, if he goes to court and he says, I'm not guilty, even though he already pleaded, to being guilty, then he's going to have prison time. If he acts like a jackass, like he's been acting the past few days, I was going to go. And then God told me not to go. And my friend Sonia, who is really close to God, told me not to go because he's been an absolute asshole. And I'm not, I'm fighting something, haven't been feeling well. I'm not going to stress myself and lose, a bunch of money, take a day off work to fly to Idaho. $900 round trip and stay there for one night just to be there at a sentencing. And
Good
so he's all
move.
mad I'm not going. And all of a sudden it's like, I'm the piece of shit and I'm this and that. And I'm like, whatever. I mean, I didn't let it bother me. I'm like, he was threatening to kill himself. He's sending these emojis. He's back to where he used to be when his mother was alive. And I'm not playing that game, but I'd like you to help him.
I just
you already did clear him off so he can.
I just admit here's what he's trying to do. I know. He's trying to make you be his mother.
Hmm.
And he's trying to turn you into her, and you would be so opposite of her. I mean, and I read her years ago. And so, I mean, I know, you know what I mean? And so you are like the opposite of her. And, but he's trying to turn you into that, and that you're not that.
Mm-mm.
That's not you. And that's not who you are. And so you can't go along with all that. And so it feels bad for him because you're not wanting to play the game. I see him getting through this. I see him waking up. I do see him landing kind of flat of his butt again. Sure. But it's just like what he has to go through to learn the lessons. So here's what happens. I learned this lesson in the last week or two myself. And that's, you sometimes can't do it for them, Jody. Sometimes you got to, in this dimension, see this dimension, guys, you probably are going to hear me say things now that I didn't say before, because in this dimension, it's a different dimension. The beat is different. So you can't go there. In other words, like you have to go. Sometimes you're going to end up with problems in this dimension that you're faced with, where you have to go, my dog is not in that fight.
Exactly.
And this is where you are. When I said that, I felt your hands get real warm. So you have to realize that if you give away more than you got, you're going to lose some of your higher selves. I gave away more than I had trying to help a friend the other day. And it was crazy because I fried out a big chunk of my higher selves. And it took me a minute. Thank God for Dean putting me back together. But you know, you can actually give away more than you got. And so
I heard don't go.
Well,
I heard like 2 days on Wednesday, don't go.
You heard right. Project love to him. Wish him well. Your dog's not in this particular fight.
Yeah.
And he's mad,
I'm not going to just be there and spend, you know, so much money and time. And it's a big,
the deal is
zero appreciation.
No appreciation. And so these days, you know, what happens, you know, one of the things that I taught for years with people is I would look at them and they would have very little light in them. That have no light at all sometimes. And I go, how in the world did you get no light in you? And I would look and I'd clear things and I'd fix everything and I'd clear all their dimensions. And this is really important. All you guys should really listen to this. And so I would clear their dimensions and I'd clear all 10 dimensions all the way up to heaven. And then I would see in the top dimension, the ninth and 9/10 dimension, right up there, there's this huge block. And this is a block on the 10th dimension where you're blocked from God. And if you're blocked from God, here's why. It's because you're mad at God or you're mad at yourself. Sometimes it's you're mad at yourself and you're a part of God. And so that'll do it. But you're mad at God and then that cuts your lights totally out. And so that means you don't appreciate God. So I would tell people, say, God, I'm sorry I got mad at you. Please forgive me. That's a good thing for all you guys to do just right now. So God, I'm sorry I got mad at you. Please forgive me. And I appreciate you. Or just say, I appreciate you, God. But that is so powerful. And so when someone quits appreciating you and gets mad at you, it cuts the lights out and all the light they get from you. So all the heaven that you gave him stops. And so whether you want it to or not, it just does. And this is the matrix and how spirituality works. So this is what occurs. And so now it occurs like never before, because if you're able to be up in the next to heaven dimension, you can like really project a lot of light to a person and change their worlds and change their outcomes. And when they quit appreciating you, it stops. And when it does, ouch, what happens? Well, they get to enjoy their karma. And guess what? You do too sometimes, because you gave away more than you had, and you and this is what's going on. So you know, you don't want to receive a bunch of bad karma from somebody else. Right. You really don't. And so you got to the point where you were receiving like bad energy, bad mojo, bad karma from him. And so that's what that was. So you made the right choice. Back off for a minute and see what happens.
Oh yeah. 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 I wished him. I said, you need to pray to God for help. And yeah. I said, you need to say, God, please forgive me for everything I might've done. And please help me. I said, pray as hard as you can. And that seemed to make things worse. He got more angry at me.
Yeah, well, he got more angry because he's already angry at you. He's angry at God, and he's angry at himself.
At everything. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
And he's angry at his dead. And he's angry at his dead mother. And there's nothing you can do about that. And so,
exactly. It's like you don't. You're cutting me off. No big deal.
So you project. You can project light to him, but you back out slowly. Yep. Back out of the room slowly.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. And then
I've been nothing but nice and
there.
Encouraging. That's it. And, you know, wear a nice coat. Shave your face. You know, look good.
Do
be
those
polite.
Things.
Yeah. Don't make it work for yourself.
Well, the main thing, I just cleared you off and you look beautiful now and I love you. Big kiss. Okay. Come see me. I miss you.
Right. Well, one thing I've been feeling like I've been fighting something. Like I've been really tired and like, I know it's like, I haven't had the energy. I've been sleeping a lot. I've been feeling like there's something like looming that it's trying to kick me, but I haven't been letting it, but.
Well, your vibration has to go super, super high. There's a spiritual gift that's coming down to you right now, which will bring you crazy abundance. It's a diamond. And so it's a beautiful diamond, and it's just coming down to you and going into the center of your chest. And there you go. There. Now you got it. You'll be all right. There we go.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay, but. Appreciate
no, this will, that that's what you were missing. You were missing that edge, and that it just you just got it. There you go.
Yeah, I'm working hard to, you know, get things cleaned up. So Florida, hopefully, I've got a lot. I really wish. Hopefully soon we can talk.
There we go. We can. Okay. There we go. Look Good at
luck.
That.
Thank you, Jody.
Okay, you
Thank
have you. That. Imagine that diamond in your chest. That's what you got. You guys, you should ask for the same gift because that gift will bring you home. There we go. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you. And Dean's favorite, one of his favorite things is chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yep.
I know. That's part of my habit. He eats all the chocolate in the house.
And Gary likes white chocolate.
Yeah. I love white chocolate. People give me chocolate. I don't know why, but I got hundreds of pounds of chocolate. I really do. And so when Dean has been away for a minute and he comes back, he's like, oh my God. You know, so he eats the chocolate. There we are. Good luck, honey.
Thank
I love you.
You. Big kiss. Love you too.
Big
love
kiss.
You. Thank you.
Big kiss.
Awesome.
Good That's job. Good advice for everybody. This new dimension's tricky. This new dimension's very, very tricky. And so don't take on everybody else's karma. Don't take it on. In other words, project love, light, fix them, do anything you can do, but don't swallow it. And so there we go. Don't let it eat you either. There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Charles and Arlene. We love you, Charles. We miss you. How are you?
Good hey, Charles.
You. Mute. Hey, hey, Gary.
Hey,
I wasn't
buddy.
Expecting to jump on, but thank you. Gary, I want to first thank you so much. You cleared my synthetic dimension, and the whining is gone.
Good.
Normally, I not have to wear earplugs, so of course the whining's even more. But now I put them in, you could barely hear anything, and it's just thank you, thank
You're
you, thank you. And another thing is, you're always giving, giving, and I know you're going with your health. What can I do to help you?
You just like, did. You just
love,
did.
Why?
You know, you see, you don't realize. No, you just did. You just did. You said thank you. That's all I need. I'm good.
You know, it's funny. What I do is I see your little 3-year-old picture when you're your child. Uh-huh. And I look at your legs and I ask God, God, please, could you give Gary brand new child spirit legs? So they'd be nice, strong, new wheels. So your legs and all.
Well, you know, it's really a crazy thing. See, psychics, spiritually gifted people, Spiritually gifted people have problems with their legs and with their feet. And I don't know if you guys know this, but they really do. You could go to biblical times. What was always going on with Christ? They were washing his feet. Mary Magdalene was washing his feet with her hair. I mean, there was always something going on. They're bathing his feet in herbs and things and stuff, and spices. Anyway, and so, but they're spiritually gifted people have a hard time always with the grounding energy on the planet Earth. And so, with me, I got the wonderful gift from Khan, who he said, "My name is Khan." He came to me when I was in Tulum, Mexico, and he was one of. He says, "I'm a Mayan god," and I'm like, "Okay." I didn't know anything until recently that Khan is actually a real Mayan god. That's his name, Khan, and so he was a Mayan god. And one of the biggest, and he had the gift of doing all kinds of things. He gave me a spiritual gift when I was there, because he asked me for a gift. He asked me to turn on the pyramids. So I did this thing where I turned the pyramids on. I asked God, "How do I turn on the pyramids?" God gave me a key. I put them in. I unlocked it. Light went everywhere. It was just bizarre seeing all this. Niels could see it too. He's with me. And so we had this crazy spiritual experience. This is in the Mayan ruins. And so as we're going through this, Khan says, "I give you this gift." And he gave me this gift of a particular pool of water. And he says, "You got this gift." And I would look at my arms and my hands and my body, and it had sparkles. It was really weird. It had little glittery things. And so this lasted for months and months. I would look at it and go, "Wow, I'm still shining," And I didn't know what was going on. Meanwhile, about a few months, maybe a month or two later, I'm in my office and I feel this really, hard, solid as a rock on my legs, and it was me. It was my muscles. I grew muscles in like a month. It was this crazy thing, and so my legs became very muscular. So with everything that I've been through, I'm very lucky to have gotten that gift. And so, even like Dean and everybody who does the, works out and whatever, they would always be bitching because I would have real muscles underneath, a nice layer of fat because I eat like a pig, but I have muscles, and but I got the gift of muscles. And so what you spiritually need will come to you, even physically in that form. And so when you said, "I wish you to have strong legs," I felt my muscles get stronger. So thank you. I can
Good.
feel that. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah. And I am getting better, by the way. I'm getting better, which is good. Almost there,
Gary, I also look, I've talked to you in the past. I mean, I met you in person back in 2003. I met you through, not through JV, but listening when you first went on the show on JV in San Francisco. And then I met you
Nice.
in person at the Claremont and you helped me. And then back in 2007, I had a phone conversation with you. And you're the one that hooked me up with Arlene, my soulmate. You had told me that I would eventually come to the Philippines, and a few months later, I would meet my best friend. And it's exactly what happened. That was back in 2009. I talked to you in
Wow.
2007. So
Been
I've
around for a
never been
while.
able to, I mean, but I'm just saying the things you've helped me with, I've always followed you. I would listen to every radio show, I record everything.
Thank you.
And just wanted to appreciate you and say thank you again. You've done so much,
Well, thank
and
you.
but
You know what? Thank you. One of the things that sticks out with me, when you call me and the doctors had gave you up to die, and one of the a phone call a few months ago, and you were kind of laying back, laying there, and you're like, "I'm gonna die now." Right, because the doctors are giving up, and I
That's how
told
it
you
was,
no,
man.
and I said no, that's not what you're going to do. And I told you I gave you a different path to go do, and look at you now. You look fantastic. And so that's it.
It wasn't for you and God saying I had given up because I lost Arlene. Everything's just I just wanted to, but the only thing is I didn't want to go against God. I didn't you know, and then when you
What
told me, you
he said
said
it
it, I
what?
was like, okay, I have to keep going. I can't give up.
Well, you
I
know,
can't.
I remember God telling me it's not your time. And so,
Yes,
but you
exactly.
look fantastic. And so you've already thanked me. You thanked me plenty. Look at you. You look
I
great.
just want to make sure every time I meditate, I want to keep doing whatever I can to help you because you
You
help
did.
so much. I mean, even
Oh.
like you said, you're so helping other people so much that you tend to forget to clear the dimensions or clear yourself because you're always
But
giving, giving,
well,
giving.
you know, most of the time people aren't aware of this, but I would stagger to bed of exhaustion was my normal lifestyle. And so and Dean and Michelle and people around me close in, you know, I would be through my day and there would be one more person, well, you know, and so but
Oh, yeah.
I just felt like this thing where I have to do that. And still do, you know, and still feel that way about everybody. But I'm so lucky, so blessed, and so happy. Thank you, and I appreciate knowing you. Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Here, can I ask you for something though, also?
Yeah,
Because
quick.
I'm on
Quick does it.
medication right now, but okay, quick, I know. Like you helped Carletta. I've had a bad child past. My whole life has been really rough. My mom died when I was only 5 years old from cancer. I've
Okay,
been alone my whole life.
do you want to get rid of the traumas?
Exactly. I want, can you please,
Okay,
because it
here,
haunts me.
I'm gonna take it, okay? I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna get rid of it for
Please, please, thank you,
you.
thank
Okay,
you, thank you.
here's the thing. It looks like black tree roots pulling out of your soul. And I'm just pulling those out of you right now. There they go. There they go, buddy. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And now it just burned off you. And there you are. There you go. Most of the time I can't even do that. So I did it because you were willing, and there we go. Now you're feeling a different kind of
Yeah,
light, a
thank
different
you.
kind of heat
Thank
inside of
you.
your body, and you're gonna let all that go, let all that a lot of child trauma. There we go, there we go. It's all beautiful now. You're
Thank
gonna
you
feel
so much,
totally
Peter.
different. Feel this crazy happy kind of thing. You're not exactly crying out of pain. You're crying out of I don't know, but it's
Oh,
joy.
joy, like to have all released and no more of the past,
Yeah,
to
it's
move
gone.
on.
Okay, tell God thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, heavenly hierarchy. Thank
There
you.
you go.
Thank you,
Boy,
family. Love you.
my feet are on
Thank you,
fire,
everybody.
Tevin. When I'm empathing you now, my feet are on fire. Thank you. Big
And I
kiss.
send more light to you, more always, always.
Big
Thank
kiss,
you, God.
buddy.
And thank you,
Thank you.
everyone. Send
Oh,
light to
look.
everybody. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Boy,
you. And we love you,
that's
Charles.
a big healing vibe, you guys. Tap into that.
Oh,
Tap
my
into
God,
that. If,
Adam.
tap into
He's
that
so
if you need
amazing.
something. There
Good
you go.
job, Gary.
That was crazy. See,
Good
what
job.
happens is when you it looks like that. You know, what does a trauma look like? A trauma looks like really black tree roots eating you alive. And that's what just peeled off of him. That was crazy, right? Woo!
Oh.
That was something. Anyway, who are we talking to, Michelle?
So amazing. Well, if she'll allow me to spotlight her, Dora also wants to know if you can clear her traumas because she's been having a really bad day. She almost doesn't want to go on camera, but she's been crying all day. So I'm sorry, Dora. Do you want me to spotlight you? I'm
Yes.
gonna. Okay, good girl. I'm so proud of you. Didn't you still look beautiful?
I look
Hey.
terrible. I'm
No,
not.
you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. So you've been going through traumatic hell. Tell me what's up.
Well, it's because you remember Bob died on Christmas Eve suddenly. So it's over 4 months, but I've been going through hell, and I'm just depressed, and I need that same energy you just gave Charles. I need you to clear me of. It was a trauma for me, and I meditate, I try to do stuff, but I am so freaking depressed.
Where's your mother?
She passed away also, and she loved you very much. She
She what?
loved you very much because I used to go to your retreats in Ojai. My mother would go, my sister lived close by, and she would drive down there with me. She wouldn't go to the retreats, but she knew and knew you when she was alive.
Your mother's giving you the gift of a brand new heart. Reach and get it. Pull it into your chest. There you go. All right. Tell my little girl to be tough. Straighten up. Make good decisions. Think of me. She said again, think of me and you'll gain your strength.
Okay.
Okay. But you're going to get strong from just her.
She was a very strong woman.
Tough woman.
Very tough.
Yeah. And so but she's giving you one of her higher selves so that you're able to get through this. Okay. And so many times these guys, this is unusual. This is a little different. And this is a very unusual transaction that just happened here. You know, you hear me talking about angels. You hear me talking about God. You hear me talking about your higher selves. But this is where a family member intervened and straightened you up and healed you. And so you'll notice your hands are feeling pretty light right now, pretty warm right now. Back of your head's all warm. Feel all that going on, tingly a little bit back there. And so, okay, that's your mother's spirit slipping into your body. And she lended you one of her strong spirits. And so this is going to fix you. And so but when I look at you now, I see you strong. I see you bright. I see your mom balling her fist up and doing this number. You know what I mean? And so that would be her, right? She'd shake her fist at you every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother was not afraid of anybody. No one.
Yeah. That's
very tough.
Well, she just now gave you that energy. And so you'll find you'll be able to get through this minute here. And you can be fine. You're going to be totally fine. And so we get a lot of help from everybody, including the other side and our loved ones on the other side that have passed on. Last week, it was really interesting. It's not an uncommon thing for me to see my mother because I'm so close to her. And my mom was spiritually gifted, and so it was really easy for me to see her once she died and through the whole thing. And last week, I saw a vision of my mother. And God was talking to her, and God told her, love him hard, love him a lot right now. And so I wasn't even aware that I needed a lot of love, but I think I did to get through this dimension, which is the next to heaven dimension, right? Which is a little different. And so, and for healing, you know, with my leg and stuff. And so, but anyway, I saw my mom and she just simply projected all this love to me. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. You know, I'm like, why didn't you do this earlier? What's up with you? You know, and so I'm talking and hanging out with my mom. But your mom just did the same thing. You're the first person I've seen this happen to, right? But your mom was there waiting to bring it home for you. So there you go. You're going to be fine. You're all right. Nothing to talk about.
Thank you so much. I was debating whether to go to the retreat.
I told you to come.
Yeah.
Because I'm depressed and no, I don't have energy to do anything.
No. Now you'll have the energy and also... I'll teach you how to see your mother as clear as I do.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So there you go. Easy to do. Yeah, your mom shook her fist at you again and said, go. That's funny. Anyway, you're going to have fun. I'll see you here. I'll see you here. Okay. See? We'll cook something. What's your mom's favorite thing to cook? What's her favorite thing to eat? What does she like?
Oh, she liked everything like me.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we'll fix some of that, whatever everything is. Okay.
Greek food. My ex-husband was in the army. We lived in Europe, Germany for 8 years. And she lived over there with us. We went all over, but Greek food and Spanish food. Paella.
Okay.
One all of right. those.
We'll tear it up. Okay. Perfect. All right. Thanks, honey. Thanks. Thank you.
Michelle. Big kiss. Dora, good luck. I'll talk to you later.
Big kiss. Bye. Big kiss.
You know, I have Dora to thank also for taking me to your show when you told me Dean was my soulmate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she Dora did? Oh, one. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Now I remember that. Okay, yep. Cool.
Yeah. Dora was the one that said, please come to Gary's show.
Wow.
Michelle and I used to be concierge together at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. And I used to see you guys. I moved here from Germany in 98. And right away, I found you on the radio, 98.5. And so I used to go see you and I would get readings and all this. And so when I was working with Michelle, you were going to Vegas at Sunset Station. And I begged Michelle and my other coworkers, go with me, go with me. And it was, how many, Michelle? Four other? Was it you and I? Three others? And they all went. And oh my God.
That was so fun.
First time when you told Michelle that Dean was her soulmate. You
oh wow, that's so cool. Yeah. And then, you know, and then what's really beautiful, guys, is like to hang out with a lot of you guys forever, for many years. You know, some of you guys have been with me for, you know, 10 years, 20 years, or 30. Some of you, yeah, and so that's neat. That's a long time. That's a long time. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Dorai. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Michelle, who are we talking to, girl?
You guys are awesome. Thank you. I've got Kelly Mon. This is actually her first time. Kelly, I can't wait. She's thinking about coming to the retreat. So I'm excited to come meet her, or for her to come.
Hi, Gary. So first of all, thank you.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure you've saved my life. I've been listening to you for years and years and years. I started with Dave Ryan, and you really helped me through some dark times. And I had a pretty dark one. Yeah, you're welcome. Like, thank you. Holy moly. I work with a lot of people that need clearing every day. They're just at that age where it's like, you need some extra help. So I use what you teach me to help other people. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, my big thing is I had this really weird thing happen this week. And I'd like to preface this with saying that I'm trying to be a lot better with driving and being more cognizant of being kind on the roads. And it's something I'm working on, and I've been getting a lot better. But something this week happened that just didn't feel good. And I think it was a big wake-up call for me. And I just want to make sure that everything's okay. Sorry, I'm still kind of emotional about it. It was pretty hard.
Okay.
So I was trying to pull into my kid's daycare, and this woman was blocking the intersection. So I was feeling impatient, and I was trying to be there to get my kid. So I honked my horn, which I probably could have waited, but I was impatient. And so she finally moved forward enough so I could get into the daycare parking lot. I ended up hitting the curb, but it was not that big of a deal. And I pulled in, and I went into the building. And she followed me into my daycare's parking lot and started yelling at me from her car. And so I continued into the facility, hoping that she would get a hint that she needs to leave because it is a school and that's extremely inappropriate. So I went in, I collected my child, and then one of the teachers came out and told her she needed to leave. And she ended up hiding and waiting for me. And she came back around when she saw me exiting with my child and continued to confront me. And she kept saying, why did you honk at me? And I told her, and I probably could have been a bit more calm and kind in the interaction, but I was very scared and I didn't know what to do. So I finally turned on my big authoritative voice and asked her to leave. And she did. And I ended up calling the cops, and they did a roundabout, and she was still in the area. And so now I'm like, was she going to follow me to my house? And is she going to be waiting for me at my daycare to yell at me some more? And I just feel like she probably needs some help, because if she's willing to keep confronting me like that, then what's going on with her? Like, how can I help her?
Well, you know what? You came to the right conclusion. Finally. Right. After you thought, I'm going to kill this bitch. And after you thought, I think maybe I should run over with my car. And then you thought, you know, who is this nut? Mm-hmm. Right. And then, I mean, so you have all these different feelings and emotions, rightfully so, I guess. That's what we do. We're human. But let me explain something to you. I had the same thing happen this week. I had the same exact thing. Yeah. Different scenario. Same exact thing. And I had to go get my driver's license changed for an insurance issue because of some vehicle that, you know, we had to register a different way, whatever. So I had to get a different driver's license, from a Florida driver's license to a North Carolina driver's license. So I go down to the driver's license bureau, right? I'm very recognizable. People do come up, And,
You don't stick out or anything, but
no, and usually it's a joyful experience if you're with me in public. Is
I
it's
can only
not
imagine.
it's not a bad time. It's people coming up and saying nice things and how are you? And oh my God, I'm glad to meet you. Anyway, I go into the driver's license bureau and I got attacked by this lady. She gave me 30 minutes on why I did not have the right stuff to get this particular transaction to occur. And this is after I had waited in line for 2 days, done this, done that, done that, and we really went through. But she wanted to point out that I was the bad guy. Right? And I finally gave her all the documentation and everything in the world she needed. And then she finally said, "I am not going to give you a driver's license because of your hair."
What?
Yeah.
Did she think it was fake or something?
Well, I gave her she whatever she had in her head, but I'm like, "Well, here's my driver's license. That's me. And here's my passport. That's me. This is the way I look all over the world, all the time." And you're
Calling
telling
you.
me I can't get a driver's license. So I can't have a driver's license looking like someone else because I can't get through the stops through the world as you go through the world, right? With your IDs. Anyway, and so she's like, "That's not my blanking problem." And I'm gonna call the police now.
Really?
Yeah. And so and I'm like, I'm in the driver's license, so I'm working through this in my head and I'm thinking, well, my cousin is next door and he's the magistrate of the county. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, well, and I'm thinking about, what can I do to you? But I was thinking, I found myself matching the hate she had for me, but she just hated me for being me. And so you had the same thing go on where you had a person hate you because you honked your
I
horn.
honked at her. I just,
Yeah.
I mean, I
And
honked
so
on.
let me make a point. So this is
Okay.
this new dimension we're in, and I want to call you honey, but anyway, I just want to hug you. This new dimension we're in is a dimension where this is common. You're going to have people that are gonna hate on you for being you. And they attack your true I am of your heart, of your soul. You're the kindest person in the world. So here you are, you're feeling guilty because you honked. Well, you probably shouldn't have, but oh well, people do. And I would like to apologize for being me, but I wouldn't really like to apologize at all for being me. I like being me. I'm fine and being me. And so you understand, it was a crazy kind of exchange, but it made me realize this is what's going on in the world. So you're going to have people that are not one with you. And I don't want to botch this or mess it up. And so I'm asking God to help me out with it. But you're going to have people that are not one with you, and they're going to attack you. And these people that are not one with you, they don't have anything for you anyway. So you just gotta back away. That's what you do. You just back away gently, back away, let it go. And even though they try to attack you to the core of your soul or your true I am, you don't let that get you. Don't let them get your goat, so to speak. Back away. But what you want to do is just project a lot of love and a lot of light to them, like is what you came to anyway. You just wanted to help her out, right?
I
And so,
do.
yeah, well, she had all kinds of demons, and she had the I'm not demon all over, and I just cleared it off of her and cleared it off of you. But see, these people are loaded with I'm not demons, and these people are loaded with bad guy demons. So they want you, they're projecting this bad guy demon on you, and it'll rip your, it like rips your guts out. And so it's a
It makes
weird,
me painful.
it's a weird feeling. And so there we are, and I just cleared it off. You said, "Now then, look how light. See, now your feet are hot. See, you got real hot." And so, see, her neck got red. See how you got really red?
Oh
And
my
so,
gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Yeah. And so but this bad guy demon was on you. Look how red her neck is, guys. And so this bad guy demon had jumped in you, and if you let it get in you, then it will really annihilate you. And so I just pulled that off you. You're going to be fine. But you had the same thing happen that I had happen at the driver's license place. Okay. So I'm thinking, what is going on the planet Earth? You know, usually if I walk outside of the retreat center, my home here in North Carolina, you know, I mean, I got everything just comes to me so perfectly. I mean, I'm being honest, it really does. And, you know, and so I'm, everything is led and beautiful. And, you know, so the next day, okay, I'm ready for them. The next day I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I go to a different driver's license place, right? And I drive like, you know, another 40 minutes to get to this other driver's license place. And so, and we find out that they only do this particular function afternoon. Okay, fine. I got stuff to do. So I'll go to Home Depot in the meantime. I went to Home Depot, and this is no exaggeration. Before I got into the door of Home Depot, I had three people say, "Gary, oh my God, how are you? How are you?" You know, three different people. And they came up and they were like, "Oh, you know, you don't know this, but you helped my sister. Oh, you don't know this, but blah, 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 blah. I've always wanted to meet you in person. I can't believe it." You know, that kind of thing, right? And so, you know, my assistant that was with me was like, "You got to be kidding me," right? Because it was such a different day than the day before. And that's because I thought, okay, I'm going to create the perfect energy to achieve a good outcome instead of this crazy bad outcome. And you know what the perfect energy was? Humble. Before I got out of the car, it was really crazy. I started to get out of the car to go in Home Depot, and I looked next to me, and there's a lady that pulled up beside of us, right? And she was sneering, and she was angry. And I'm like, uh-oh, here we go again, right? And so I showed my assistant, I said, "Look at this." He went, "Oh my God, she's a crazy lady." I go, "Yep." I said, and I projected light, I projected love. And then I said, "God, what is the perfect energy to get through this energy field that is a different vibe on the planet?" He said, "Humble, be humble and love everybody." And I thought, well, that's easy for me, even though I can't be little. I'm a big looking person, but I can be humble because I'm naturally pretty humble. And so I went in humble to Home Depot. Before I got in the door, I had three people tell me, "I love you. I like you. I love you. I like you." Okay. I got inside. I stopped counting at 12. I got inside 12 people. Guys, old ladies, young people. It was crazy. It was more like a family reunion at Home Depot. And I was like, and I was so liked and so loved, and I so liked and so loved everybody. And so the energy is humble. So the energy that beats it, it beats you through this crazy energy field that is on the planet Earth. Is not only on you. See, this is not making, I'm trying to make you aware that this has not a damn thing to do with you, because this thing that I'm talking about didn't have a damn thing to do with me. You see, it, but this is an energy field on the planet. The way to get through it is be humble, 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 and sweet and kind to everybody. And that's how you get through it. And then when you do, everything will just kind of click along. So, I mean, it was just crazy. It was comically crazy. And nobody would ever have believed my visit to Home Depot. Then I got back to the driver's license place. The girl said, "Oh my God, I love who you are. Somebody, I met this and I met you," or something, right? And so the lady that helped me at the driver's license place was the same way. Same thing. Nothing, no problem. Here we go. I was even missing a document to change, to do what I needed. And she's like, "Hey, it's okay." You know what I mean? And so my point is you get through it, but the vibration and the energy is humble. and then you'll find you'll get right on through. And that's, you guys try that trick. That's a trick. It really, mm-hmm. you know, it's a heaven trick. Be humble and you'll find you'll meet it and it'll all be all right. Anyway, I love you. Anything else going on with you?
Just that was really kind of weighing on me. I was so worried she was going to wait for me like next week to ask no. me again about it. And
no.
I'm like,
no, no, you already, you diffused it, but I cleared the demon off. And okay. that's the reason you got so hot inside, see? And yeah. so, but you were affected by this horrible, one of the worst demons that I've ever seen, or the worst demon I've ever, one of the worst, certainly, you know, it's hard to stack them up, but is this energy, this demon that is guarding this dimension. See, because now you floated up to this higher vibration, which is you're in the next to heaven dimension naturally because of who you are spiritually, but now you're in the heaven on earth dimension here on earth. So you'll find it's very easy for you to create your heaven now if you try.
I'm so sorry. 1 second. Sweetheart, I love you. Please be patient. I'll be there in just a little bit.
There it is. That's all right. Go do your thing. Go do your thing.
I say hi. They're up in heaven, and I wanted to let them know I found out how to call them up there.
Who is that? Who is that?
Dee Dee and Grampy. They're my grandparents that recently passed away, and I just love and miss them. And
they're holding them. They're holding hands, and your grandfather stuck his tongue out.
Did he really?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I told him I said hi, and I winked at him.
Yeah, he's laughing. Yeah, he was silly. Again, there you are. Good luck. Big kiss, girl.
Gary, thank you. You're amazing, and I just, on behalf of everyone listening who doesn't get a chance to talk to you tonight, just thank you and so much appreciation. And thank you.
Yeah, come to the retreat. Come to the retreat. You'll have fun.
I have to convince my husband to watch my children for all that time. So
all right. He'll do it. You can beg. Anyway, talk to you soon.
Anyway. Thank you so much. Thank right. you.
We'll talk later. Thanks. Bye.
That was fun.
Oh yeah, she said.
How true though. I mean, I had this crazy time. Can you imagine me going through that? You know? That was silly. Isn't that silly? Isn't that silly?
Yeah.
She had the same thing.
In the chat, a lot of people were saying they were experiencing the same thing.
The same crazy thing. Yeah, well, all of a sudden you know you're trying to get through and all of it, you run into a crazy person. And the crazy person hates your guts and wants to kill you. And so you go, what is this? You really want to kill me? And they're like, yeah. Yeah, I really do. And so that's what that demon is. That's what it does. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. Well, I got to get Gail Greenwood on. It's her 63rd birthday.
Ah,
birthday. Gail.
Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday. What is it quick? They're telling me to rush through. So anyway, so what's going on with you? What's happening? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I am able to help others. I cannot do myself. And I've been majorly depressed the beginning of the year with all these family members, friends, and classmates that have passed away.
Sorry.
And I don't feel like doing nothing. I can't work on myself. But I can do others just fine. And there's days that I don't want to be here.
Yeah, well, you are here. So you got to realize by being here, you actually contribute a lot of light. And the reason you're able to help others is because you can help others. And so through helping others, you know, not always do you get the type of recognition you know that you deserve. But I see God smiling and he's giving you a ball of light. I want you to reach and get it and pull it into your body. There you go. Pull it in. There we go. There we are. There we are. Put it in your chest. There it goes. Now you're full of light. That's what you were missing. And now you got five higher selves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different spirits that jumped into your body that are your higher vibration, higher selves. And so you'll be fine. And I see one upside down pyramid blowing up next to you. That was a hell dimension. And so...
Yeah.
Look, now you can take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. There we go. All right. Now, notice how you feel warmer? Feel lighter? Can you feel that?
Not really.
Can you feel the back of your neck warm?
No.
Okay, well, hang on 1 second. Who are you pissed off with?
Who knows?
God? You mad at God or mad at you?
I just apologized to him in the beginning.
Okay. Well, say it again. Say, God, I'm sorry I got mad at you. Please forgive me.
I'm mad at you. Please forgive me.
Now then, your hands got warm. Feel your hands get warm right then? I felt a flush of light go through your hand. Now your feet. There it goes. I see you starting to sweat. There we are.
My see head's starting to tingle.
There we are. Well, now you got your light back on. You can't get mad at God, and you can't get mad at yourself because you're a piece of God. You're part of God. And so you got mad at yourself because you didn't want anybody to die because you thought you controlled that. Well, again, your dog ain't in that fight, and that's not your karma, and that's not your business, and there's nothing you can do about that. And so you can't control that. When people die, they die. And so you don't need to get mad at you because they died. So forgive yourself. You didn't do anything, but also forgive God and make sure you every day just say, God, I'm sorry I got mad at you. Please forgive me. So you clear, make sure that stays clear off of you. That was your block. That was your block that had you blocked.
Okay.
You just got mad at God. You'll be all right. There we are. You know, you, God was really kind to you. He gave you a beautiful you. You're a beautiful person, Gail. And you can't control everything for everybody. I wish I could too. I wish I could too. But, you know, we do everything we can. And you certainly are a person. You're a human being that does everything they can do for everybody. I know that. So you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Good luck, honey. Tear it up. Be good. Be you. There we go. Thanks. I feel better. Yeah, I love you back. I feel that inside of you now. There we go. Now you're back to you. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Shelly Snedecker. I think I said that right. I hope. Go ahead and unmute Shelly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good, Shelly. What's your question, honey?
My question is, my dog, Jenna, 2 weeks ago I talked to you and you lit me up and you told me to be positive. And I've been meditating and trying to do everything you said, and I'm walking the neighborhood, doing the flyers, but she still's not back.
I went way ahead, and I'm looking ahead. Keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I see this, I just still, in these situations, I almost want to say, well, you know, you've done your best. It is what it is. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I really would love to tell you that, but I don't see it that way. I just hear, keep doing what you're doing. And I see you going, oh my God, this is my dog. So,
okay, now you had said that usually when people lose things, there's two things that you can light them up or you can try to tell them, you know, where she's at. Is that possible?
I hear it's sort of a, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a karmically led thing. Just keep your head up is what I would say. And I see you bumping into your dog. And so just keep doing what you're doing. And it's like you bump into her, you go, oh my God. And so that's the vision I see.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will keep trying. Any length of time can you see? Nope.
No.
Okay.
No, because you got too much energy on it. You know, you want to allow, and so you're trying to control every aspect of this, you know, almost to a psycho level. So you don't want to be psycho about this. You just want to let your dog come back to you. And I see that happening. You just want to allow it to happen.
So keep going out and walking and driving around where she jumped over the fence.
All those things. But just allow it to happen. Don't try to make it happen. Your vibration is going to like a too much projections. Too many projections, and not enough allowing. When you allow it to happen, you'll find it happens real quick. When you try to make it happen, you'll realize you're running it off. So that's what I see.
All right, one quick thing here before I go, if you have a second. My youngest daughter is having a hard time with her dad's death. And is there any way you can help her?
This week it'll bop out of it and be better for her. So it's just, I just see her being actually better. This week, something happens to where it's better. Things just click along and end up being better. And so
this week, okay.
Yeah, she's going to have an epiphany. That's what I see. Good luck. Okay.
Okay. Well, I love that. Thank you very much, Gary. And thank you, Michelle. Hey. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, Shelly. You too. Good luck.
You too.
Oh, that's awesome. Good job, Gary.
I hate it when you lose a pooch, you know, when you find them, it feels really good. I've done that. I found a dog after I lost it it took 2 years and I found the dog. It was crazy, you know. Awesome. And so there we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I have Patrick Woodhouse. Hey, Patrick. How are you doing? Thanks for being so patient. What are you calling?
There we go. There we go. The city called Gig Harbor, Washington. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
What a great heart. You have a great heart. Not many people have a caring heart like you. You're like sort of a freak of nature with your heart, you know. And so if somebody's lucky enough to be your friend, they're lucky. And so, because you just have this strong, strong heart, you spread this vibration of love and caring and all that wellness. Good luck. That's really good. And so does that make sense to you? When you care about people, you care in some freaky way.
I've been noticing something too. I asked for this exact gift, but it's the golden part of Zion Heaven, diamond encrusted, rainbow hues. Uh-huh. I asked for this and I got it.
Good.
Oh, and this cross right here showed up after I asked for all the spiritual gifts of the cross. It has gold in it, which is, someone just discarded it a little bit there.
Wow, that's cool. All right.
And it just showed up. And I've been noticing when people walk by, I can see they point right here and they're kind of looking up at me. I just ask for that same gift for them and it just flows in. Good. And I'm like, yeah, you got it. And I've been working on that. Do you remember a few weeks back when I mentioned that I manifested my perfect romantic soulmate?
Yeah.
Well, let's put it to you this way. I have been working a little bit more with this beautifully born clairvoyant girl of ours. She calls me Papa now. She says she's also my perfect soulmate daughter. Even her mother's like, wow, what a match. And she goes, you make me forget I didn't have a father.
Wow.
Big time. Big and huge.
Wow. Wow.
And Bog was and God were both very much involved, and they are the giver of soulmates, abundance, marriage, and love. All of that came. Huge result. She also came with a dowry of $775,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm also one of Kevin's people, as they say.
Yeah, right.
But applying this, combining it.
Good.
And she just landed a huge contract. She is a computer engineer. She'll be in Dubai for about 6 months. She takes in there $500,000 for 6 months. And every month, $35,000 monthly bonuses. So putting all this together, we're acquiring businesses in the city called Gig Harbor. And we have on the radar, things may or may not change. But I see a $300,000 home in Gig Harbor, bought and paid for cash, one lump sum. Mm-hmm. And as Gary said, everyone, it really is that simple. Just get the gifts, use them, ask for it. I ask for the spiritual gift to the White Mountain. Yeah. Spiritual gift, my perfect romantic soulmate in the next to heaven dimension, I might add, which I'm kind of here. Even our attorney who I'm working with, the $755,000, it's like, I'm much more than an attorney to you. We're family. I go, geez, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Lifetime romantic
marriage. All that's normal.
It's normal in my world. Absolutely. And I'll just do clearings on the world and people and everything.
Yeah,
it's a magical experience.
Well, that's the thing. When I first started talking to you, and I don't know any of this, except when I first started talking to you, I felt this beautiful projection of love and like and caring and abundance. And I felt this beautiful light coming through you. And so you're projecting that to the world. God's not just wanting to evolve you or me. He's wanting to evolve the world. So when you expand your abundance onto the world and your light onto the world and your healing onto the world, and like your love, your soulmate love, and finding your family onto the world, then that's the energy. God wants us to share it. He wants us to be one with everybody. And you have somehow bumped into it and you're doing it. And so if I was any part of that, I am so happy to know you. And so but you are actually really doing that. And that's the reason the crazy abundance is showing up and coming back to you. And I see you're talking about this Dubai thing. I actually see two deals, not one. So two deals are coming from that. And one, the other deal is way bigger than the one you're talking about. And so that's what I see. And so things will happen. And I see you doing all kinds of like retreat centers and things. And you got stuff going on. Is that your plan? Is that what you're planning to do?
Actually, yeah. You're pretty much seeing it spot on. Oh, and by the way, as soon as seemingly possible, I will see you with the manifestation, my perfect romantic soulmate, Chloe.
Oh, good.
We will see you at a spiritual retreat. We plan on going to every single one.
Oh, well, please do. And so because because what happens is anytime you I'm around people that have this vibration where you've already opened up these vortexes of light coming in, and when other people are with other people, you'll find that you'll find buddies at retreats that are soulmates. I see so many times best friends are made at a lot of retreats. A lot of retreats that we have, you'll find best friends. I find best friends, but you'll find your way like that, and it's really pretty amazing. That happens with retreats. That happens with Kevin's events. I hear it all the time, you know, from him, but you know, you're in the light, and so just stay in the light. Realize that you are a person that will give back, and giving back is the key. And so that's who you are. Good luck, buddy. Lots of love to you. Lots of love to you and your soulmate.
And so, lots of love to you too and everyone here.
Good. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate you. And again, from my heart and from God, through my soul, through my heart, through my mouth to you, Gary, thank you.
Hey, thank you. I got a high.
He's so awesome.
That's what heals me. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. You're welcome.
If you want to go to the retreat.
Yeah. You'll freak. You got to come to a retreat. You'll freak. You'll enjoy it. And so, and I think
that was one of the things I asked for as well. And it was given. I asked for the spirits. We get to go to all spiritual retreats. And sure enough, it's on the radar.
Well, there we go. I'd love to see you here. That's perfect. Come to the spiritual retreat, you guys. Spiritual retreat, Troy, right here at my home and retreat center. Call Michelle, 702-822-0548. 702-822-0548, GarySpivey.com. You can also join the virtual retreat as well. So you can be at home and hanging out in your armchair and being right here with us. We'll do everything. And so, but please come in person. You will freak out. It is pretty amazing stuff to see. I wish I could tell you how amazing and exactly what will happen. Every retreat is so different. Every single retreat, very different. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club, the master classes, all the different things we do, GarySpivey.com or 800-827-GARY. Call the office, 800-827-GARY, for a private reading. I appreciate you guys. And so there we go. I see lots and lots of light. I see all this different light going through your body. There we go. I'm just clearing everybody. Let me talk to Margie, if I could.
Oh, I had her on my list, too. And then before you go, I have to get Karen on. She got bit by a scorpion. But let me go to Margie first.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Margie. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Margie. How are you? What's your question, Lindy?
I have arthritis in my wrist thumb area on both hands, but worse in my right. And I'm wondering if you can clear it or have any advice for me to remedy it.
Hold your hands up like this. Okay, ask God for new hands.
God, may I please have new hands.
God, may I please have golden hands.
God, may I please have golden hands.
There's one of them. Which hand got warm right then?
Like the left one did.
Okay, there we go. Okay, ask God for another golden hand.
God, may I please have another golden hand?
There you go. The other one got warm. See? Feel it?
Yeah.
Very good. There you go. All right. Now, just say, thank you, God. There you are. Simple. There. Ah, that feel God, that feels different, doesn't it? Isn't that crazy? A lot of times, what I found with healing is, and I had one of the most difficult things to heal, which is a open wound that would not heal. And then I had a worst case scenario situation that occurred that made it even worse. And it was amazing because I had to learn how to go to the deepest place of healing to heal myself, right? And so as I kept digging for this, is there another place? Is there another dimension? Is there another thing? How deep can I go? How far can I? And so I managed to go to these deep places of healing. So I understand how to get there when there is almost no explanation or no there. And so, but your hands that went to this golden aura now are in a healing vibration instead of sick vibration. That's all you needed. That's it.
Do you see me using any of my spiritual gifts to help other people?
You already do.
But anyone in particular that I should focus on?
Yourself. Okay. Do you? Sometimes you got to heal yourself before you heal everybody else. And so when I see you doing that, it looks really good. You should come to a spiritual retreat. You would learn so much.
Coming to the virtual one.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. All right. I love it. All right. Take care, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And do you mind, Gary, if I get Karen real quick?
No, do her. Get it.
Sounds good. Hey, Karen. Sorry to keep you waiting. Thanks for being so patient.
What bit you? What did you do? What happened?
So much, Michelle. On Tuesday, in my garage, I was going out there to get things to do the floors with. And I swept a big scorpion out of the garage, and I have pavers on my driveway, and I couldn't find the scorpion. And I looked down, it was on the top of my foot, and it bit me, and I screamed. And the lady from across the street came running over, and she goes, "You've got to go to urgent care right now." My foot started to go numb automatically, and all my toes. So I went, they gave me steroids. And then yesterday morning, I got up, I was so nauseous and so sick. I went back, I was on an IV, and they put anti-nausea meds in the IV also. And I keep feeling like crap though. It's like, I can't get rid of whatever this is, the venom, because I can still feel it my leg.
Let me look, there we go. There you go. Feel how you got hot?
Yeah, in the
different
back of my head.
Okay, let it go down to your leg. There we are. There you go. All right, there you go. Now then, there we go. How much water are you drinking?
I'm trying to drink, like, it's liquid, liquid IV. It's a rehydration type of a thing.
Drink water.
Drink water. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just drink water. You're okay. Dehydrate. You're dehydrated weirdly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday after they gave me an IV, she goes, "Oh, I didn't think that, I thought you were more dehydrated than what you were." But I was just so nauseous. I mean,
No, you're totally dehydrated. This may, the you know, different things affect different people's systems different ways, okay? And this whole thing has dehydrated you. So the nurse was onto it, or whoever, they had caught what was going on with you, and they were not wrong. And then they kind of argued with themselves and thought it wasn't that. But no, honey, you're just incredibly dehydrated.
Okay.
Yeah, drink water.
Okay.
Lots and lots. Feel how you got hot now?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your issue. That's what it is. Okay. And then I see it coming right out of your system. A lot of water. Okay.
A lot of water. Okay. Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good luck. All right.
Love you. Thank you.
Isn't that a silly answer? Drink some water.
No, water really does help.
Yeah, drink
It
some
flushes
water.
your system.
Yeah, drink some water. You'll be fine. All right, there we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, yay. Thank you, Gary. Okay, I have William Demps. I had to get him on real quick, too. Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Hey. Yeah, I thought I would add to the conversation that's been having and some updates that's been going along. So one of the first points that my angels and everyone I've been talking to, they said being so self-absorbed that you can't see things or accept help. And I think oftentimes this actually happened today in the back of the kitchen. I came in at 8 o'clock, right? And it's like, you know, normal routine. It's like all hell broke loose in the kitchen. And I'm just watching things and just punching dough out and being a mess. And I can feel when the choke point is getting so intense that the best thing to do is just to be still and work really hard, not to get antagonistic. And sure enough, what was supposed to be an 8 to 3 hour shift became an 8 to 6 hour shift. And I had a haul tail even harder because my manager got hit with so many things. She was crying, as well as another associate, because work got so intense and customers were just totally insane. And it's like,
stop right there. I just want to go into this. The customers were totally insane.
Oh yes, they were.
so you're just dealing with regular folks and customer after customer, and you're in a place that you're, it's a bakery, right?
Yeah.
That's where you work. And so you just got regular people coming buying stuff at the bakery.
Oh yeah, dude.
And they're batshit.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the words I heard. I mean, you know, they're crazy. And
oh
so,
my
and
God.
You're looking at them and going, I can't believe she just said this. I can't believe he just done that. I can't believe this, you know. And so you're noticing that, right? Here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here, ask God. Okay, here, I'm going to show you how to fix it. Okay, I want you to ask God.
God.
Say God. Okay, and let me look at you. Yeah, you got Bog in your energy field. Ask Bog.
Bog.
Okay, he's the sun god. Okay, so you want to ask Bog and God, please give me. Okay, now you want to ask Christ. Ask Christ.
Bog,
Christ.
God, and Christ.
Okay, now ask Buddha. Throw him in. There we go.
And
are.
Buddha. Everyone wants to jump in.
Okay, there we go. I saw Ganesh jump in. There we go. And now I see you getting the gift of a rainbow energy. Okay, there you go. You got it in your hand. Put it around the place you work. You just did it. There we go. Now the back of your neck got really warm. Your hands are all hot. Your arms, your legs. Feel all that going on? See?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. People were just totally wild, man. It's like, yo,
okay.
I was like, can you please stay back? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's not a
okay.
problem, man.
Okay, buddy. But that's all you got to do. Surround the place with that vibe, that energy. There you go. You did it. You did it. You got it. You got the gift. Okay. And so now when you surround things with that energy, it gets rid of that big mess where everybody's loony. Okay.
Oh my God.
so you're going to be, you'll find that you'll get above it. Now your heart is starting to warm up. No, feel that feeling in your heart.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah. And see, because you empath, you're an empath, you're like a sponge. And so, you know, the good news is you're very spiritually gifted, William. And the bad news is you're very spiritually gifted, William. So that's the good and bad news. So you're like a sponge. And so you're sponging up all this darkness, as we all do during our days. So you guys want to ask for that gift of the rainbow. There we go. God, Bog, Christ. Whatever big being you work with, I saw the angel Michael move in now. There we go. And so, there you go. Easy. You got it. Beautiful.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I was also just closing in on some stuff. My dead mother's energy came through last night, and then literally in the bakery today at 2:54 p.m., I started seeing holographic particles for like 15 seconds straight. That was straight crazy. People are going to think I'm absolute Looney Tunes, but it's like, no,
No. What you're seeing, I was sitting at dinner tonight and was someone who a friend for many years, but it's not usually at the dinner table. And so when I'm sitting at dinner, I'm like, did you see the air change right then?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he thought he was a little crazy, but he's looking around and he's seeing those particles. So the particles you're talking about are something, that's something that happens to be very real. And so you'll start to see the air go golden and shiny and sparkly. Yeah. And so that's normal. Anyway, so enjoy your normal, abnormal world. I love you. Talk to you soon.
You love me too. Something like
Thank you, Will. Good
luck. Yeah. And so
thank you, Gary.
Yeah, appreciate you. So please come to the spiritual retreat. You guys are going to freak out. It's amazing. You're going to learn all kinds of stuff, and we're going to have a wonderful time. And Michelle, how do they get to the retreat? What do they do?
Oh, just give me a call or text me or email me. My phone number is 702-822-0548 or michelle@garyspivey.com.
Simple as that. And let me look around. I'm just clearing you guys off. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. I just see all this light coming into you. Allow this beautiful light just to show up and go into your world. There we go. I'm seeing a lot of light around Carletta Coleman. God, Carletta, let me talk to you. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you did talk to Carletta. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Carletta, that I forgot about you, Carletta, but I did.
No, but I see this beautiful.
By the way,
you've got this beautiful God matrix on you. It's crazy and it's just glowing. You know, I see that you've healed people lately. I see family members that you and friends you've healed. Do you know you're healing people? Do you know you've moved out of just being their buddy, their, you know, solid rock and all that stuff which you've always been, but now you've moved into being a healer. Are you aware? Are you aware?
We're aware. I've been a healer for quite a while, but I know that something has shifted recently with me.
I see.
And it's to detach. Because when you detach, then I'm able to do what I'm supposed to do.
There you go.
When you're attached to situations, because I've been so engrossed.
Well, you take
involved.
It on. See, there my yes. point. You take it on yourself, and the only thing you do is put yourself to death and feel like hell. And so, but you detach, but you then can heal the person. So you've now. My point is to you, you've got it finally. You got it. You know. So now then, you're becoming the healer you really truly are. Beautiful. That's great. You should come to the retreat. Are you coming?
I am.
Oh, you are. Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I remember the last retreat, I could tell you would, you know, we would work through something and then, you know, and then all of a sudden I go, wow, she got it. She actually got it. And so you're getting it. Sometimes you're on a roll and you actually really are getting it spiritually. But my point is to you is I see you getting it and I see this beautiful God matrix in you. Share that God matrix with everybody. Just project your hands and just share it with everybody.
Everybody has it. Everyone.
Okay. Now this is a healing matrix I see around you, and it's beautiful. I see all this light coming in, and I feel everybody getting all healed up from you. Thank you, including me. Thank you. Big love to you. Big kiss to you.
Okay? I love you too. All right. So much. Thank you, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. Love you, Dean, and everyone.
Make sure, thanks. Call Michelle, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548. And just call Michelle and she'll hook you up for the retreat. I appreciate you guys so much. 702-822-0548 or GarySpivey.com. Join our virtual retreat as well. But if you come in person, you guys are going to freak out, you know, because this is a good one. I appreciate you and I love you a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.